At Kroger Pharmacy, CARE is making it easy to get vaccinated. CARE is helping you stay protected from flu, COVID, and RSV. Seasonal vaccines are available 7 days a week with evening hours. CARE is giving you a shot at staying healthy this season. Walk in whenever is best and get multiple vaccines in one visit at your local Kroger Pharmacy. So come and get the protection you need while protecting those around you. Kroger Health, a world of care, is in store. Visit Kroger.com/vaccines for more. Restrictions and exclusions apply. See site for details.
Fall into big savings, all in the Kroger app. Get 12 packs of delicious Coca-Cola, Pepsi, or 7-Up for $4.99 each with your card and a digital coupon. Then buy one, get one free on our full line sale of tender Tyson chicken with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
It's ASMR glow,
and today I'm going to do a makeup ASMR, not ASMR, makeup tutorial, finally, and so I'm just going to do basically my everyday look. Now I don't put too much makeup because it's summer, so I don't put anything, but usually when I do my videos on here, a lot of people ask me how I do my glowy look, so we're going to do that now. It feels so weird. It feels like doing, you know, a makeup tutorial for my makeup channel, but it's not that at all. So it's actually very funny to have to speak quietly. And I'm just going to start by something that I don't do on my makeup channel. I'm going to cleanse my skin with a micellar water from Garnier. And this is so funny. Like, I have to, you know, tap on things, which is makes it really interesting, actually. And I have my nails. Just using normal cotton pads. And this is the one I go for most of the time. Just a sec, my mom is watching something. She just can't stay still. So this is just a cotton pad. It's very interesting. I'm just going to put this on my face. On my face. Because I have to make everything very, you know, very quiet, and this is funny. Wait, I'm just gonna. What if I do a close up? Hello. So, micellar water is really, really good for your skin. This is basically because I'm so lazy to actually wash my face with like soap and everything. Every morning and every night, I just like, that's what I do all the time. And then a toner, I use a toner after that to really cleanse my skin like deeply. But I'm very lazy, so if you can wash your skin, wash it. Obviously, I do like scrubs and then other fun stuff like that under the shower, so my skin is pretty clean. So. There you go. And because I just got a tan from, I was in, you know, holidays with my family, so my skin is kind of peeling off, so I'm really being very, very gentle. So I'm going to moisturize it now. It's so important to moisturize your skin, before you put any makeup on, because first it will help your makeup glide on very well. When you apply it, when you blend everything, and your skin needs moisturizing every morning and every night. So this is actually new, to be honest. My mother just bought it for me. It's from Clinique. It's PepStart Hydro Blur Moisturizer. I'm just using something a little bit lighter than what I usually use. because these days I don't put makeup, so I put something very rich on my skin because it tends to be a bit dry. But this one is more light, it's lighter. It's, I think it's actually made for like a younger audience. So just love tapping in it. Oh, I'm probably blurry actually. Yeah, better. So. Okay, so I'm just going to put that, and you're probably wondering how I do it with my nails. Okay, it's actually cool because I don't have to dip in the pot straight away. There's like the cover with a lot of cream on it. So just going to do like this and then put it everywhere, especially on the forehead because my forehead is dry as fudge. Actually way more relaxing to do a makeup tutorial, an ASMR makeup tutorial. I don't know why, I feel like less pressure to, you know, cut everything that's not interesting and stuff. So yeah, that's pretty interesting. You know when you go to bed, you have to moisturize, and you have to make sure, because you're moisturizing, that you don't have any makeup or anything on your skin, that everything is very, that your skin is very clean, because otherwise moisturize gets into your pores and, you know, into your skin sort of. So it will bring all the residue of makeup and dirtiness that comes along with it. So make sure you do keep your skin very clean. Because obviously that's going to help if you have, you know, sort of a problematic skin. I need that makeup right now. I need that mirror right now, sorry. Yeah. This cream feels very nice. Just going to put a little bit more in here. The side here. All right, so what am I going to do now? I'm just going to sort of let that dry on my skin. Because once again, if you have your moisturizer and it's still like on your skin, it's getting absorbed, and if you put makeup on it, then it's not nice. So I just decided to get a little bit closer so that you can see a bit more. So right now, what am I going to do? I'm going to apply my primer. So let's start the makeup lessons. So primer is, to me, so important, especially because I live in a hot country. So I hope you can hear that, like lightly tapping on it. So basically primer is there to not only also make your makeup glide very well, but also it makes your makeup last longer, so that it doesn't, you know, like slide everywhere, and then at the end of the day you just look like Cruella de Vil or something. So to me it's very important because I don't see my makeup move. It's like never. And before I used to not put any primer. And then I heard Jaclyn Hill say that she puts primer on it and that she doesn't do anything without primer. So I was like, I should probably try that because my makeup was just like going everywhere on my face. So yeah, that's pretty much it. So, this one, by the way, is from Makeup Forever. It's the Step 1 Skin Equalizer. Alright, so this is the best primer I've ever used because I've just used up a lot. Just to try, you know, because I like to change sometimes from product to product and like test many of them, but this one is just... I could see the results like way more with this one. I could see that my makeup wasn't moving at all with this one, but not only that, because other primers you can actually see the results, like it doesn't really move, but this one smoothes my skin like crazy, and that's something I kind of, you know, look, because sometimes I can have crazy pores, and that's the only thing that's gonna save me. So I'm just really putting in the primer around this area because that's where I get the most, the larger pores. Don't worry, I'm not gonna blind myself with my own nails. Also on that side, because I don't want any of my blush and bronzer or anything move. Oh, am I gonna put bronzer today? I'm kind of pretty bronzed, no? What do you say? I could try. I didn't bring it, obviously. Obviously. Okay. So usually, I do put primer everywhere if I go for like a full face makeup, you know, and if I know I want something to last for a long, long time, I do put primer everywhere, but if it's for every day, I don't bother that much. I just like go there, and that's it. So now I'm going to use my Becca. My Becca Aqualuminous Perfective Foundation in tan. Actually, this one I never use, but because I just got a tan and I'm pretty dark, I think this one would be a nice match. I love the sound of it. Wait, so it's basically just a click. I love it. The packaging is so fancy. This shake before use. It's a very, very luminous foundation. I don't know if you know the Becca products, but they're known to be very, very bright and glowy and just everything that I love. If I do look that way, it's because my mirror is behind the camera. I actually never said that before, I think. But a lot of you have asked me, like, why am I looking that way? Just looking that my camera is still going on and then I'm not just talking to myself, basically. This product is just heaven for ASMR, really. So this is so fancy. Something like that. And basically I'm just going to put slightly on the back of my hand. Looks like I'm a chemist, basically. I never know how much I'm putting with that. I'm just gonna go for this and then... see. Right. If I'm like in a middle tan, like something not too tan, I'm going to mix it with another foundation usually. But right now I don't think it's necessary because I'm very dark. And I'm just basically just going in with a foundation. It's like a second skin. It's not at all too heavy on the skin, so it's pretty nice. Putting makeup with your hands is fine as long as your hands are very clean. I wash my hands perhaps 30 times a day because I'm a freak with that. But yeah, your hands have to be very clean, and it's actually better, at least for me, to put any kind of cream product with my hands, whether it be foundation or concealer or highlighter, because it's a cream texture, it's going to melt with the touch of the skin, because like it's warm, you know, so it's gonna melt and it's gonna sort of make one with your skin, so it's going to blend way more naturally on your skin. And brushes for me, I used to use brushes a lot, and then I hated that because I saw that it was like sitting on top, the product was kind of sitting on top of my skin, and it just wasn't making it natural at all. And I like my makeup to be very like second skin, so for me it's a big no. I do go on the neck as well. And you can see I just like lightly touch when I put it, because I don't want to have a lot on my skin. Especially I'm going right now for a very natural look. So just make sure, okay. So just make sure that I don't have too much product on my skin. Alright, I just have foundation on my hair everywhere, so it's great. Alright, so do I use a sponge? I don't. I could, but I don't, because I don't know. I think for a heavy makeup, I would, because there's a lot of product that has to be applied. So I would, but right now, because I'm going for this sort of glowy, very natural look, I don't put a lot of makeup on my skin. It's not a lot of product, and I make sure I blend it really well, so I don't go for the sponge, I just use my hands. Alright, so now I'm going to use my Urban Decay Naked Skin Concealer in... this is... which one is it? I think it's like medium dark. I have a light medium, and then I have a medium dark for summer. And so okay, I'm just going to do a little bit there. That's really because I don't like to put too much makeup every day. Here I got a little bit of an imperfection there. And anywhere you need your skin to be a little bit more, you know, perfect, I guess. Just do it, and then with my fingers I just tap it like that. Just tap myself. You see? There you go. And there. Like this. And then now I'm going to use my favorite ever powder that I've used for like 10 years or something. Maybe not, because when I was 13, I wasn't putting makeup on. But you know, you know what I mean. So this is my Rimmel Stay Matte Powder. I've hit pan on it, and I've bought like two of them, I think. This is in warm beige. And this is my Zoeva 142 brush. It's a concealer buffer. And wait, I'm gonna tap on it a little bit more. So I'm just like sort of swirling around there. This is just going to be for the imperfections, because this brush is sort of very precise. So I'm just tapping it on. There we go. Now I'm going to use another brush. Don't remember where this one is from, but it's an angular brush, and it's like sort of, you know, precise, thin. Oh, it's from Smashbox. I think it was from a kit or something. Yeah, so I'm going to again sort of swirl around there, and then I'm going to apply it there and tap it on inside there. And you can see like it sort of blurs everything that I put my powder on. This is sincerely the best makeup, the best powder I've used in my entire life. Your makeup doesn't move. I've used it for, you know, proms, prom clients, sort of my friends and stuff. And you can just put that powder everywhere that you get sort of oily, and that you know it's gonna look sort of shiny, and that, you know, there's like areas that you want to be shiny. Like this one, like basically where you put your highlighter. There are other zones that, you know, for example here and here, around here. I tend to put it as well around the nose. And then sometimes here as well. And when I go to school, because I'm always like that at school, I do put powder here as well. And I've noticed that like my makeup wouldn't move as much, at least. You know. So yeah, just a little tip for people at school. Okay, so I'm going to use my my spray. Actually, I'm used to using the Urban Decay All-Nighter Setting Spray, but this one, I can't find it anywhere. So I'm just gonna use my Milani Make It Dewy Setting Spray. This one is good, but I think the one I got, the spray is like sort of bad. So it kind of sprays in like two different directions. So it's kind of messy. It's okay, make it work. Because it's a good setting spray anyway. So it's supposed to stay 16 hours long, so. So. You'll see that. And the reason why I'm gonna put setting spray before doing all my makeup and then setting spray after when I finished everything, because it makes your skin so dewy and everything sort of melts together. So I want all the time my makeup to be very, very natural, and this is what it does, at least with the Urban Decay setting spray. So now I'm just going to put my highlighter. So this one I use is from Becca as well, that's what I told you. It's the Shimmering Skin Perfector, it's the liquid one actually. So this one is Opal. And this one is sort of, I have it as a pressed powder as well, but it gets very, very dark on fair skins. So the liquid version is actually beautiful. It's not dark at all. It's very like champagne-y. So that's the one that I prefer, but there's also a very like paler one, like a whiter one, it's called Pearl, and there's like a darker one, it's beautiful, and I wish I could put that, but that's not possible. So this one looks like that. It's like not too pink, not too white, it's like sort of peachy, and this is the thing that I really like personally. So I'm just going to put it. Okay, start by the beginning. So can you see on your cheek when you're like facing a light or something, there's like the light sort of reflects on your skin naturally, and you get it like that, and it just goes like that. You can see the light moving there. So that's usually where people would put it, like right on this light here. Because I want a very like glowy, natural, fresh look, I sort of put it on this zone, on this area, and then on kind of all the cheek there. But I never touch this area there, because it on this area, there's your pores, and it can get greasy naturally. So why would you put highlighter there? Don't. But, highlighter sort of emphasizes your pores. So if you can avoid putting highlighter on your pores, that would be better, obviously. But I tend to go like right until there, I guess, and then on all this area. So let's do this. So I just tap it on, and then I just melt it into my skin. And I don't like swipe it, because otherwise my foundation and everything that you've put under that will sort of move, so I tend to be very careful with that. You know, like I used to do that sort of stripe of highlighter when I was younger, and then I just noticed that I love when I move to have like sort of all this glow.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger for thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Fall into big savings, all in the Kroger app. Get 12 packs of delicious Coca-Cola, Pepsi, or 7-Up for $4.99 each with your card and a digital coupon. Then buy one, get one free on our full line sale of tender Tyson chicken with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger for thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. so you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
We cheat there, so I tend to, you know. It's a lot of highlighter. If you don't like highlighter, obviously don't do like me. But that's what I prefer. So, this area, then the nose. Tip of the nose to make it look a little bit more, you know, pointy, sort of. This, and on the side of the nose. Like this, and then I'm gonna put it on the bridge of the nose as well. And don't forget to really blend that, because otherwise you're gonna have like a stripe of light there, and you don't want that, obviously. Also, on the Cupid's bow, this is the Cupid's bow. Will give you sort of more, you know, a poutier lip. You can go up to these parts there. And then here on the brow bone, and sometimes I go in there as well, but shall we do it today? No, I have a nice eyeshadow that could go there. Okay, also, if I want to look really, really glowy, I'm going to go for this area. You're probably gonna see it on the, no, maybe, I don't know, this area there. Not too much in the center, just up the brow there. Some people really don't like this area to get highlighted, but I do. If you hear about cheekbones, you have to know that when you touch the skin here, you can feel sort of bones, right? This is your cheekbones. So this is what usually you would put, you would emphasize if you do makeup, so to make your face look slimmer. So a lot of people put their highlighter just on the cheekbone there, and then that's it. So I used to do that, but now I just do the whole cheek because I think it looks a little bit more youthful. And I also do there as well, to sort of continue the shape. It really, really highlights your face. Then I'm going to do my brows. Let's do this. So for my brows, I have two new products that I absolutely adore, and I used to use the NYX brow pencil, microbrow pencil, but the pen is like slightly too small, and you know, you have to sort of spend more time on it. So I went to Bobbi Brown, and then I took the Perfectly Defined Longwear Brow Pencil, and the difference is that it's angular like this. As for the color, it's Espresso, and there is a brush on the other end. And this makes the brows just very, very natural. Because I don't like pomades, sort of like, you know, waxes. So I just use that. So what I do is usually I go for the arch there. Ugh, I have a lot of stuff on my hair. So I go for the arch there, and that's the first thing that I want to fill in. So I just go like this. Oh, first, you know what? I'm going to sort of brush the brows. And I do sort of brush it more upwards, but then it's just for when I go with the pen, I just want to see sort of where I want to go. So, yeah, there we go for the arch. It's basically where your eyebrows look more sparse. You just want to fill that in and make it look very full. And then on this side, I go very carefully because I don't want it to be too blocky and too black. So I just sort of slightly go like this. Like this, and then I'm going to brush it again. When you brush it, I feel like brushing it upwards looks makes you look a little bit more awake, so that's why I do it like that. Yeah, I think that's it. There you go. And then now and brush this. Right. I feel like there's just sort of a space here that's not quite filled in. There we go, and I have here my brow gel. I never use brow gel usually, but when I want my brows to be very on point, and this is a Bobbi Brown gel. Wait, I just take a little bit of it because it's quite pigmented. So, and I'm going on the arch there. It's going to keep everything in place. So usually for my bronzer, I use the Sleek palette. This is the Face Form contouring and blush palette. So this one, usually I use it in the winter. So I have no idea how it's gonna turn out now, because it looks sort of All right. I use this one. And with it, I'm going to use that MAC. Oh, just erased itself. MAC. A brush for MAC. Very simple. So I'm just going to use this like this, and then you should tap it on like this, a little bit obviously harder, but just to get the powder, it works, just to get the excess powder off the brush. And then, do you remember when I talked about the cheekbones? Here, there's the cheekbones, you can feel them, and then underneath you get like a hollow, like, you know, it's like sort of hollow. So you're just gonna put your bronzer in that area between like the shallowest point and then the cheekbones. So start at the top of your ear there and just go like this. And then on this point there, oh my god, below the chin, my earring is just a mess. Just to like sculpt your face a little bit. This is like the, obviously the natural way of doing it. And then on the side of your forehead, obviously there's like different ways of putting your bronzer and your blush according to your face shape. Mine is pretty, I think it's a diamond shape, I think. So I kind of like to emphasize my cheekbones, so I just go like this. For example, if you have a long face, it's good to put your bronzer or your contour anyway on this side to make your face look smaller, and then here, you know, sort of like rules like these. And because it gets powdery with the, like the bronzer and the blush, blah, 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 powder and stuff, we're gonna put setting spray, of course. Okay, and then for the blush, I'm going to use my Anastasia Beverly Hills trio blushes in Berry or More. This is like this, and my bag is killing me. Which one am I going to use? What do you say? What do you guys say? I think I want to use the one in the middle. Yeah. Okay. So with the same brush, I'm going lightly. It's very pigmented, so I have to be careful with that. And then tapping the excess off as well. And then I'm going to put my brush sort of like inclined like this, and then go like this on the apples of the cheek. And then I sort of melted into my bronzer there. Okay. This is it. And for blush, I'm not scared to put a little bit too much when I apply it because it's going to fade out throughout the day anyway. So I'm just, you know, I'm not going to go all clownish, but still, it's good to have a little flush at the beginning of the day because maybe you'll still have some blush at the end of the day. We never know. So now I'm going to spray my face. Okay, so you can see my highlighter is going crazy. Right, so now for the eyes. For the eyes I go very, very simple. So what I do is put my Urban Decay Primer Potion in Eden. And the matte, this is the matte one, and this is very important because I put a little bit too much. The matte one is the one that will make your eyeshadow stay. It's matte, so it's just like a matte lipstick. You know when matte lipstick cling to your lips and it just like won't go away? It's sort of like that. And it's very pigmented. So you just put this on your lid like this, and if you do, you know, a heavier makeup, obviously I would put more and I would put it everywhere on my around my eye, sort of. Like this. So it's not only on your lid, but it slightly going up through the brow to the brow as well. So for my eyeshadow, what I do is, I don't really do anything, no, okay. What I do is, every day I'm just gonna use neutrals. Neutrals is like sort of the colors that look as similar to your skin as possible. So this is a palette that I've composed myself. With there's like Anastasia Beverly Hills and Makeup Geeks, but most of it is from Colourpop. So I just use the matte rose there and just a shimmery color. So for every day I mainly use one brush because I need to go to school, I need to do things, I need to be very, very quick. So I use my 227 Zoeva brush, and this is a very fluffy brush, so I blend that. I do everything with it. So what I'm going to use is probably a darker one today. Yes, I'm going to use my Note to Self eyeshadow from Colourpop. This is like a caramel brown. I wouldn't go as dark, but because I'm very dark these days, so I just slightly touch it. And then tap the excess off, and this is your lid. And can you see this part there is called the crease? So I'm just going to go in, put the color in the crease, and then slightly like go up towards the brow bone. So I don't want it really touch the lid. So what I do is I sort of put my face like this back, and then I start by the outer corner, and then this is very pigmented. Okay, I can put a little bit on this side as well. Yeah, better. And then I just go in like circular motions, back and forth motions, and then circular motions to blend that really well upwards. It doesn't matter really if you go in on the lid, it really doesn't. So very honestly, on if it wasn't in the summer, I wouldn't go for that, you know, that orangey of a shade. But why not, you know? Usually I would go for a more taupey shade, so like on the grayer side, like a grayish brown. But you know, why not? This color works good for warm skin tones. If you're fairer, I would advise something like... Wait. This is Wake Up Call by ColourPop. This is what I use in, like, when I'm not in summer and when I'm not tan. So, yeah. So you really have to make sure that you blend really well. And when I say blend, it's like no harsh lines. You just have to make circular motions. And when you take a color, whether it be a bright, a black, a dark, a lighter color, just take a little bit and then go. It's better to take bit by bit. Better than taking a lot of color and then putting on it on your eye and then not knowing how to blend that properly. It's less risky, sort of. So, yeah. Perfect. And then I'm going to take Locked and Loaded with the same brush, I don't care, by ColourPop as well. And put it on my lid. This I would probably do with my fingers if this were day to day. Because I don't really care. And then I would use... Let me explain. And then take it with my finger and put it on my brow bone. It's extremely shimmery, so I like to work it with my fingers more than my brushes. And I put it as well on my inner corner. Okay. Then I would, I hate mascara, so I would just curl my lashes with my eyelash curler from Sephora, and I think it just makes a beautiful result, and I don't need more, so I just like pump it like this at the root of my lashes. And then we're going to do the lips very quickly because I gotta go. So for the lips, I always use my Makeup Forever Aqua Lip Liner in 3C. It's good for my color. So what I do is lining my lips. So I go slightly beyond my own natural lip. I go. Do you see that? Like the highlighted part of your lips. I sort of go on that part, and I start in the middle, and I go just a little bit beyond my nose. Like this. And I don't like to drag it too far away because I Otherwise, I think it doesn't make it natural. You can see that it's not my lips, and I hate it. And because sometimes I think that's a little bit too orange, I just go with my MAC Stone Lip Pencil and then I go under hood. So just go on top of that very lightly, otherwise it turns grayish very easily. Like this. And then very simply, I just put a lip balm. This one is by Terry. It's Baume de Rose. And then if I have nails, I'm just gonna scrape it and then go like this. So as I would say for my makeup channel, this is it for the tutorial. I hope you enjoyed, and oh my god, this is so weird. I really, really enjoy doing that. If you want me to do more, like, you know, other looks, because otherwise this was the basis, but if you want me to do, you know, more fun looks with like other, you know, I don't know, anything you want me to do, I'll do. So tell me if you enjoyed in the comments below, please, please, because my brother said no one will watch that, blah blah blah. So I really hope you were able to relax with that, and I'll see you later. Bye, good night.
Hi, I'm Devin Whitmire. People from South Carolina, like myself, are proud of their state, but even we don't know every nook and cranny or every piece of culture or history. To explore places that are off the beaten path, you have to talk to the people there, because their stories make everything come together. From Discover South Carolina, it's the Palmetto Porch, premiering September 18th. To learn more, visit scpalmettoporch.com.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week, and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.